Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's come to this. 7:21. Time to talk to good old number 87, one of the all-time great Chicago Bears from your 1963 championship team and the University of Illinois and Proviso East High School in Maywood, Ed Obradovich. Ed, good morning. I think for the sake of your health, you may want to stop watching the games now. What do you think?
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea, Mr. Surratt.
It seems like those frigid conditions and the water and on the turf and all that stuff only affected the Bears. What happened?
Well, actually, what happens, when I played, okay, and we played in some downpours, and as a matter of fact, when we played the championship game, the world championship game against the New York Giants, the chill factor was 11 below zero. And you went out there, but you played and it was fine. But for some reason, Bob, and I don't know what it is, but I played probably about four or five games in like a rainstorm, and pretty much it rained the whole game, and crazy things happen. The ball takes goofy bounces. It slides out of arms. Catching the ball, it's a different game when it rains basically through the whole game. So what happened with the Bears yesterday, Bob? We had 20 more plays than the Cardinals. We had about approximately 75 more yards than the Cardinals. And here's the big stat. We had 10 more minutes than the Cardinals. But the Cardinals, their first three possessions, guess what they did? They scored touchdowns. And that's something we don't do in the first quarter, the second quarter, the third quarter, or the fourth quarter.
Hey, Ed, good morning. After the four interceptions, and I think this kind of gets to your point as well, Dalton intercepted four times, and the average starting field position for Arizona after those four interceptions was the Bears' 21-yard line. How deflating is it for a defense when the offense keeps turning the ball over and giving an offense and a quarterback with the talent of Kyler Murray a short field?
Well, it's when you go out on the defense, you know, there's a simple answer. You got to stop them, okay? And I know it sounds kind of ridiculous or a silly statement for me to make, but that's what you do. You play defense. And, you know, on the charts the prior week, what plays do they like when they're on their own 20, when they're on the opponent's 25-yard line? And you go in and you try to stop them. But when you play a team like the Cardinals, when they came in, they're 9-2. They had the best record in football, and they got a quarterback that's pretty hard to stop. He does a lot of things well. And guess what? You turn it over, and it's all going to break loose.
Where would the Bears be without David Montgomery? I mean, they were without him for like a month, but just in terms of the big picture.
Well, David Montgomery, as far as I'm concerned, you want to talk about the class of the Bears on offense or defense, who probably is the best player on it? It's David Montgomery. That kid, I tell you, you got to love him. He's got the heart of a lion. He will not go down when he hits that line. I mean, it's got to take two, three guys to get him down. And what a competitor, and I wish we had 52 more like him. But here's the interesting thing about the reason in 4 years under Nagy and about 7 or 8 years under Pace, our general manager, in our passing game, and these are important stats, going into that game yesterday, okay, the amount of passes per game, the Bears ranked in the National Football League, there's 32 teams, we ranked dead last, 32nd, passing yards per game, 169, you know where we ranked? dead last, 32nd. Our quarterbacks, which team has quarterbacks get sacked the most? The Bears. You know where they rank? 32nd, dead last in the league. Points per game. We average 16 points a game. Where do we rank? 29th out of 32. Yards per game, 296. We rank 30th. Third down conversion, the most important down, we rank 30th. Red zone scoring, we rank 28th. And TDs a game, okay? Touchdowns in four quarters a game. We've got 17 games this year. We're averaging a little over one touchdown a game, and we rank 29th.
I'm getting worried. Yeah, I think Obradovich's veins in his head are they're popping out. Stop.
Yeah.
Hey, gentlemen, let me tell you something. And this is after 4 years of a head coach followed by his 25 assistants. Okay? And what? We have 11 of the worst offensive players in the league? I don't think so. I mean, these stats, you can't make up. And let me just give you a four. That's astonishing. Okay? Go back to the year 2020. And I mentioned, third quarter, most important quarter. In the 16-game schedule last year, 20 times. You know how many points we scored in 10 games? Zero. Three times we scored 3 points in a quarter. I mean, I'm not picking this stuff up, guys.
So I guess you're not taking any solace in the fact that before they turned the ball over and gave the Cardinals good field position so many times, before that, against a good football team, they did manage to move the ball. You're not looking at that as a bright spot, are you?
The score was what?
Yeah, enough said. Okay.
Score was what, Bob?
I hear you. It's Ed Obradovich for Dan Hampton this morning, and it's on to play the Packers next Sunday. Yeah. No, Monday. Is it Monday or Sunday?
Sunday night game.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, Aaron Rodgers doesn't own them up there, right? Okay. He owns them down here.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what he said.
We'll end on that note. It's great to talk to you, OB. Have a great week.
You got it, guys. Have a good week also.
Take care, Ed.
Bye-bye.
He's the best, isn't he?